Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening.
Hey, Ronnie.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, everybody. We're having a great time tonight. We're activating. It's fun.
Yes, it is. Well, tonight's show, The Shadow Work Continues, Consciously Connecting with Our Star Families and Hybrid Children. And I'll go into all of that. I have a couple of things to read.
I just want to say something. As you said, as we connect with what's hidden in the shadow and release it, we get more energy, and I feel like I could fly to the moon right now, you know?
Right. I'm gonna talk about that in a minute, too, because, like you, I am flying. And not getting much sleep.
Really? Me either, actually.
Okay. First letter, this was brilliant. What's happening, everyone, is that the sessions have taken a huge turn. And we are being introduced to not only to our hybrid children, but then taken aboard ship. The children are explaining what they do there and showing their parents what their work is and how it works. And there are so many races involved that we can't really even decipher all of them. But I'm starting to see consistencies now with people and their responses, and I'll go into all of that in a minute. What happens, however, is it can really shift you quickly. And so this is a letter that was written by my darling clients. She's becoming a writer, by the way. This is what's so fabulous. I asked myself, why is it so terrifying to break down the illusion? My answer was because it feels safe within my illusion. Why does it feel safe? Because if I knew and felt that I could change the illusion, that I could manipulate form or create whatever in an instant, I would prove to myself beyond a shadow of a doubt of my own greatness and power. I feel so scared that I might make a mistake, that I might hurt someone or something. I have this deep anger and rage about being manipulated and used and abused by other beings, that I gave my power away to them, mixed in with a feeling that if I do something wrong, that there will be great suffering and retribution, as in Atlantis and Babylon. All these feelings of fear, rage, confusion, and lack of trust, sorrow, and such deep, deep sorrow are coming up. All I really want is to trust myself again and to create something beautiful from love and joy. By the time she wrote me the second piece, it was, "Dearest Jackie, I've been writing for several hours now. I started out writing feelings of such extreme fear, anxiety, sadness, and anger. What has happened during this process is amazing to me. I am in such a state of peace. As I copy my intentions for the session, they may unfold in an unusual way, at least for me. This is what I got at the end of my writing. A more awake aspect of God is leading many different expressions of God to awaken and express the God realized in the form of the human being. I never got it until now, that healing my relationship with God is really about healing me, because everything is God, including me. When I heal my relationship with God, I am healing myself, because I am God expressing as Laura, the human." So I think that very much expresses what a lot of people have gone through. Not so much the anger, certainly, but the realization that we are totally connected to all things, and that everything is a spark of God, with no exception. Because of the sessions, and it's not just the sessions, in a general way, we are receiving huge downloads. We are in the process of ascension. And one of my dear clients sent me this article today. I was very relieved to have somebody else put it in writing so I didn't have to. The unrelenting energies of the higher realms. The higher energies are relentless now, barely allowing us to take a breath in between all the manifestations and moving us ahead at warp speed. These new energies are placing us in higher realms reality, whether we are ready to go or not, pulling us along, bringing to us incredible opportunities that we never might have imagined ourselves, and guiding us into the spaces of our divine and true purpose. We can barely keep up with it all. Manifestations of these energies can be experienced as acute distress, overwhelm, total exhaustion, weakness, and brain overload. I am suffering from all of them. Having a normal phone conversation can drain us to the point of not being able to have one. Even lifting up our arms or moving our legs forward can feel like a major effort as our energy reserves are so depleted. We may sleep the sleep of the dead and then wake up at 3:30 in the morning ready to go again, as we are so primed, excited, and ready for our new lives. Craving sweets and sugar along with water are our natural inclinations to gain some energy somewhere. In addition, we may subconsciously blame others for much of anything and everything and get testy and grumpy as we are again, making an attempt at taking some energy from somewhere else in order to boost our seemingly dead batteries. Drinking lots of water and eating lots of protein can be the best solutions, as well as simply lying on the earth and gathering up her energies as a needed boost. The Buddha belly returns with a vengeance. We can eat like birds and exercise endlessly, but we need to hold the density of these new and higher vibrations, and thus our weight maintains a higher level than normal for us, and always around the belly area. I call that the ascension. These energies are relentless indeed, as they do not seem to cease. Everything seems to be happening at once, and even though most of our manifestations are awesome indeed, overload and stress can be the result. Feelings of overstimulation are indicators of these times. As with any move into higher realms reality, the darkness can arrive as well. Whenever we approach a higher rank on our evolutionary ladder, we can and usually do experience what may feel like an unusual amount of darkness around us. But the higher we go and the further we progress, the briefer this period becomes. And after we pass through the gate of darkness, as it is on the road to the higher realms, we are again able to experience peace, love, and all the goodies we deserve at the end of this particular rainbow of evolution. Is it the darkness attacking us and trying to interfere with our light becoming brighter? I say no. What is actually occurring is the darkness within us is leaving and making an exit that cannot be denied. The deepest parts of our souls that have been around for eons of time, which embodied any of the darker and denser energies, along with the darker energies that we agreed to transmute for the whole of the planet, are being purged. This can manifest as acute anger, rage, feeling immense panic and stress, a great feeling of being lost without a rudder, unexplainable dark and almost evil emotions and thoughts. If you have experienced any of these and are able to simply know that this is a process of evolution and it will pass, and that you are not evil or being attacked by darkness, things will feel much better for you. It is most certainly not the real you, as the real you is the being of light indeed. Crown chakras. We were just talking about this, Ronnie. Our crown chakras are also receiving huge downloads of energy as well, creating head and ear pressure, back and neck stiffness and tension. Another manifestation that can occur arrives in the form of having some unpleasant experiences. These occur as a result of immediate manifestations of how we are running our own particular energy. They are simply pointing out to us how we feel about ourselves and that we may need to stand up for ourselves more, or perhaps not do so much for others, or perhaps do more for others or the like. Whatever needs balancing and tweaking will arrive for us in bold, living color as part of our individual drama. These messages are also arriving in the form of our dreams, as we may have what feels like a disturbing and important dream and awake feeling traumatized or alarmed. In addition, there's a huge amount of projecting going on now. It absolutely cannot be denied. We may think that we are so very wonderful at times, and it is everyone else that has the problem energy. But if we look hard, we can clearly see that we do these things at times ourselves and are simply not aware of how we are being perceived by others. In addition, whatever seems blatantly horrific in another's behavior is usually what we need to possess more of ourselves. We just need to find a justification for this behavior in a higher form and know that it is okay to possess it ourselves. Yes, the higher energies are bombarding us with intense and rapid movement and manifestations. We're experiencing them in a variety of ways. We are being catapulted into the higher realms. Great and awesome doors are being opened to realities we've never experienced before in these particular bodies. We have been reincarnated and are being reborn into what a wonderful woman just described to me as a very new dream. The days of suffering and pain are over. The days of struggle are over. The days of darkness and negativity are over. We have truly arrived in a new reality of new ways of living and being, and we need only seize the day. What will your reality be? What will you allow to be revealed to you? What path will you follow? What excitement will you experience? This woman's website, everyone, is whatsuponplanetearth.com, and I will include this article in the next newsletter because I think it's one that we all need. So, Veronica, is that that article to you?
Yeah, it does. I'm also getting like weird heats, which always happens when I'm doing healing work, but I'm getting a lot of it all the time.
I'm getting a lot of. Well, we've got some really strange noises going on in the background here. I don't know what's going on. Are you hearing them, Veronica?
I am. Is that your alien ET friend?
I don't know, but if it is, we need to cut out the interference.
Well, I'm hearing some strange undulances of sound here, frequencies.
I need to have a board meeting. Okay. All right. So, things are very exciting right now. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
So we must broadcast on board ship. All right. Don, can you switch us over? I don't think he can. I think we'll lose everybody online. Okay.
We're in the end.
Sorry, folks. We were offline for a moment. We had a problem with the line. Hopefully we didn't lose anything.
It's much quieter now.
All right. I'll begin again. I was talking to air. I believe it's a couple of weeks ago. They've started during the sessions very profound and very designed connections for people. Many people who didn't think that they had ever been abducted or detained. It has been a real shock for me. And what has been happening, and I think I talked about some of this last week, is that we're now seeing a trend of people connecting with their hybrid children, not all of them initially, sometimes maybe one, maybe two, and then discovering sometime during the session or in a subsequent session, they may have more. They're being shown what their children are doing aboard ship, what kind of work they're doing, how brilliant they are, a variety of races, a huge variety of races. Again, all the ways that God can manifest. It is, today alone we had a Venusian, very beautiful. What I'm seeing is that the praying mantis beings in hybrid form, the praying mantis beings themselves, incredibly loving. The love and just a sense of total spirituality around them. All of them so brilliant. Our previous understanding that it was just hybridization with the grays, not true at all. Many people seeing Dr. John Mack aboard ship, which I have been fascinated by. someone else saw human scientists working alongside all of the extraterrestrials, working on other extraterrestrials, doing more genetic engineering to prepare them so that they can function on Earth as we move into the higher realms. It's endless. It's endless. And Veronica, you had a session yesterday, if you'd like to share your experiences, because they were quite extraordinary.
Yeah, I was very, I'm still very excited, and it seems to keep unfolding. Like, it's just like you bust the illusion, open the picture, and then the picture keeps playing in more expanding ways. When I was little, I used to miss somebody out there, and I believe I met her yesterday, and she's like me. We're sort of like twin souls. I don't know if this makes sense. But she looked like me, and when I see people, I see their inner rather than the external usually. So she looked like me, but she had a big bulbous yellow, lemon yellow head. So it was kind of a bizarre, funny thing. And there was this excitement of someone who knows you, you know that person, and the love is very, almost like a setup. We each know what we're doing. And it was very wonderful. And then moving on, meeting two hybrid children, one is very, very lovely, and it keeps touching me more and more today. So very different looking, each of them, one from the other. So, there's so much that I saw that I was surprised to see. I saw how many beings of a scientific nature are working with the energy fields of those that are being grown and nurtured, and those that are coming here to do work or other, I was told, other places as well as Earth to
yes.
do work, and the fields being changed so that they can adapt to wherever they're going. And
right.
there's a lot of research about the nature of energy and that adaptability, I guess, you know, that they can travel anywhere without the physical. I don't know, it just gets so complicated, doesn't it? But it was very warm and loving, and I felt so at home, I can't tell you.
We had one today that was so adorable. A woman, I think she had a total of four, and she had two. And she met the first one. They try not to blow people. The goal here is not to blow anybody out. It is to crack, and what they do is they take you back to your bed as a child. And from there, they somehow set the energy so that you tap into the feeling. Now, they surround you in their love when they're doing this so that you don't go to, but your body starts responding as a child. Now, in this setup, what's been fascinating is the discovery that this is a point at which some children felt so abandoned by parents and or God and had disproportionate anger that they never were able to resolve because it's in the shadow. They weren't able to access it. And once they understood it, you know, calling out for help and having mom or dad come to the door and say, oh, stop, just go to sleep, stop crying, and something like that, seeming insignificant and yet being very big for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
ultimate
you know,
lack of safety.
Sorry?
It seemed the ultimate lack of safety, even though it may have ultimately been safe, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And this is where what I'm seeing right now is that relationships or experiences that people have perceived that they had in childhood can. Now, I'm not a therapist, although I've spent 3 years doing it nonstop. I know I have those on the other side that work through me. But it seems that what this does is create some kind of a breach or a break that people are never able to access. And so many people don't remember their childhood. You know, this seems to be and I'm sure you run into this as well, Veronica.
Oh, yeah.
Where our childhoods seem very filmy. They don't seem very solid. But at any rate, they take people from that moment as a child. And what that does is it hooks in to the frequency of the brain that remembers, and this is where the memories have been screened, and then they take them as an adult aboard the ship. And for whatever reason, they can go from that stream. It's like a domino effect. And once they connect with their hybrid children, once they're aboard ship, the fear seems to just fall away. And it seems to open up the doors to an understanding of the more of who they really are. Now, I have spent so much time aboard ship in the last 2 weeks that I can tell you that I am more than, let's say, somebody having a session, and you can see, Veronica, how much it's impacting you.
Oh yes, it's incredible.
Yeah, and so I'm struggling with it a little bit because I'm there so much, and I keep telling them, you have to keep me calm so that I can function because my brain hurts. And
how it's actually breaking apart that which we know is security. So the lack of stability until we reformat is quite strong.
Yes, you're right on the money. You're right on the money. And it is, just as I read from Laura her letter, triggering, what it does is it throws, first of all, you come from that experience, you come back into your illusion, your life, and you look around, and now holding on to anger or victim or blame or any of those emotions doesn't make any sense. In the bigger picture, it's like, what am I doing? How do you heal this, get over it, and just move on? And it seems to disconnect. It's a very, you know, as I described to you earlier today, Ronnie, was it's like putting a key and turning the key, which opens up a whole nother understanding. An expanded understanding of it all, and you recognize that you are part of something so huge and that you really do have a part. What's been interesting is I had someone say, and she said, why do they all recognize me? They had taken her to, this is very interesting, they had taken her to where they were teaching all the hybrid children and kind of preparing them for what Earth is like and, you know, what they will be doing and understanding humans. And what was very interesting is that this woman works with young people, and she's been trying to put together a program called What If for young people. And she realized that she participated in the teaching there and aboard ship, and that's how they all recognized her. It was so familiar to her. So another person, she had two children who she reckoned, she has no children in this lifetime. And a lot of people don't, and it's been very interesting to see them finally connect with children since they didn't have any in this lifetime. And so she was so fascinated with her children. And they took her to this room with these very interesting-looking computers, and they showed her her whole life on computer screen, and she immediately wanted to go to her wounding to see if it could be rewritten. And, I mean, she would have stayed there, for I had to take her away because she didn't want to leave. To see everyone working together, someone made the comment about the fact that it's nothing but harmony. There's no disharmony. There's no differences, even though everybody aboard ship looks so different. But they all treat each other just totally normal. It's like there is no difference. None whatsoever. And they explained during one session, it's like on our planet, you know, biracial, you know, relationships and marriages not that long ago were kind of frowned upon, and now we're seeing all kinds of races coming together and marrying and interbreeding. And so this has already happened, you know, in the cosmos. We're, as always, we're behind the curve. One person had a little being that was one of her children that was kind of hairy, and it was so small, it was so adorable, she had to get down, and I see through the client's eyes, so she had to get down on her knees to relate to it, and it didn't understand hugging, but it wanted to do a mind meld with her so that it could exchange, first of all, know her and allow her to know it. It's been so stunning. I feel like there's so much information. And what happens when you go aboard ship, and this is the one I'm really, is that you get such a huge download of information that, and that's why it's surfacing for, continues to surface for you, Veronica, and why I'm on such overload, because I realize that I am just getting down. I mean, you know, I know they've prepared me for this. I certainly didn't see it coming. So hopefully they're all doing their job on me so that I just don't go poof. And I thought I was scared before. Now I'm like...
How did you not scared?
I'm sorry?
You're not scared, are you?
I'm not scared. I said scary.
Oh.
No, I'm never afraid. No, that's the least of my concerns. I just, what this has also done is busted all the concepts about, you know, the bad ETs, the reptilians, the grays, the this. When you see them all working together, you realize that that is all projection. Because you don't feel anything but love and commitment when you're there. Did you notice that, Veronica?
Yes, I did, actually, yes. And I also, I keep feeling the emotional reality of it growing through me all the time. You know, it's funny. Like one of the hybrid children that I was connected to, I feel her growing in me as if we're developing a relationship. I felt like a lot of that on the ship amongst people.
Yes.
It was just like being there and then it's over. It's like it activated something.
That's the goal. This is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. That's what's so spectacular, is that it is just the beginning. And they're so thrilled that we're there in a conscious state. What I absolutely know is in the dream state, so many of us are there working and participating and planning and helping, but to go there at a conscious level, they absolutely know that this is the beginning of real communication, of real integration, and it's being celebrated. I have to tell you, I mean, but you could see what they've been doing to everybody's phones, and it's their way of, I mean, it's like a party on the other side of the veil. And they just make sure that I know that they're just having a great old time. And they're very, very excited. Very excited. And what I'm seeing with everyone is an understanding, an increased sense of value, a self-honoring. It is, you know, I don't know how we got permission for all of this. I'm incredibly grateful that I can tell you right now. It feels like the most exciting thing, and I just keep thinking, can it get any better? And then they show me something new, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is just beyond anything I can imagine.
But just redefine words like belonging.
Yes. And, you know, I think that we've all experienced this deep sense of loneliness at some level. not really able to identify it. But what I am aware of when I'm there is that because they totally understand their connection to Source, they don't feel separate at all. That by being around them, we are able to tap into and touch that knowingness and pick up a piece of it that makes us feel very full, more whole, I would say. Wouldn't you, Veronica?
Oh, I sure would, yeah. Changing those, you were talking about being separate, changing those separate feelings into something that's way more expanded. I don't mean in separation. I mean in the oneness of it all. It's a true understanding of oneness.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Now, you touched on something today that I think is very important. And, you know, I've been laughing since my chakras got blown out, my couple of chakras, during the shame work. And you noticed on me that my chakra, my second chakra, was a totally different color.
And it's like a brine. It's got something going on, you know. Are you pregnant?
With new ideas, yes. With healing, yes. I think that's why it's green. You know, for those of you that are doing the chakra work, this is part of the whole ascension that, you know, we've been talking about and what they've been telling us in terms of our chakras are going through a birthing and they're changing. And I found this very interesting. And Ronnie, would you talk about the brine? Because I thought this was very interesting, and this happened in your session.
Oh, I found when I was looking, Jackie's team led me to where little ones are being raised, little baby hybrids are being raised, and I found them in a brine, each of them in these cute little boxy things. It's all very technical, and they're in this brine, and when I touch, the feeling of it is like dry oil. Sounds contradictory, but then life is, isn't it, paradoxical? But it's like a greenish color, a little yellow, and it has this taste that was like a salt that is not sodium chloride, but maybe potassium chloride or something. A very different kind of brine, and it's seems lovely. It doesn't make a mess when it falls. It kind of goes like mercury in little balls. And it looked like that's what was in your second chakra.
I know. That's why I asked you to explain it.
I'm looking going, wow, doesn't that look like the same thing? Now, I guess we could open that for what that possibly could be. But there's
I can tell you, you know, what you also saw up there, and if you'll talk about it, how the beings, that some of them went into this to rejuvenate.
That's right. To, revitalize. Really revitalize.
Yes.
And it has a huge, I didn't understand this part, but their use of energy and fields and that which connects levels of consciousness is profound. And it's connected with this brine as well. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you.
You're making perfect sense. The best that I can understand, it really was purposeful that my chakras got blown out. And I've had several people tell me that this was my intention, so I could create new chakras that would allow me to handle the bigger energies. I now know what they were talking about. And so I think what you're seeing is some form of rejuvenation that allows me to be able to go into these frequencies as much as I am, Ronnie, and still be okay. Because
and
it's,
also
it's
remember the chakras are frequencies, so as they have to expand to unfold a much greater frequency, they have to blow out, don't they? They have to change.
Yes. Well, mine certainly did. And you know, what you want is a nice, smooth evolution. You don't want to blow them out the way I did. That's the preference, okay?
Some of the warriors can't balance their time frame thing.
Right. Well, we're giving birth to a whole new set of chakras and a whole new kind of chakras. And as you say, frequency So it would be a whole new frequency of chakras as well as we're moving through this ascension process.
Right.
And, you know, I love the article from this website. I thought this was just wonderful. Because, and I want you to know, children are having these experiences. I have a client in Italy, and I talked to his mother today, and, well, I do the whole family, and she said that her son was, his legs were feeling like jelly, and he was aching all over, and I took a look at him energetically, and he's very crystalline anyway. And so it is just his response to the energies coming onto the planet. So we did some, you know, major grounding work and did some reworking and so on to try to help him so it's a little easier, where his sister, who is more indigo, more of an indigo, she is being very emotionally erratic. So it's hitting her more emotionally, where it's hitting him more in the nervous system and feeling weak and achy. And I would assume that this is probably an indicator anyway. I'm certain, and I will say this for anybody who does experience these sessions, especially now, it's going to open up the level of your intelligence dramatically. Mm. So because what it allows to happen is for your brain to have more access, or for you to have more access to more of your brain, and which is a very, very, I see us as being prepared in a huge way right now as the bridge. And I'm also seeing in the sessions that people are spontaneously coming to their great work and being either led right into it or emerging, just like Laura, who's been doing this wonderful writing. She's going to become a writer. So,
I'm just wondering if we can order some of this brine, the Ascension brine.
I don't know. If you see it up for sale on my website, you'll know.
A galactic multi-level, yeah.
Do we have somebody waiting to speak? I thought we had a caller. I was hearing, I thought somebody else laughing.
That was probably Bob's partner.
Oh. That's because he loves your sense of humor.
Yours, yeah.
Now,
yes.
I want to talk about also the fact that there were human scientists aboard ship. And this is really important because I don't know if you saw them, Veronica, but I know others did.
I did.
Okay.
And they were flying. They were able to fly, Jackie.
Oh, you didn't share that part?
No, that's what I saw. And some of them were looking like they're in professional duds, like suits, and their feet were sticking up parallel to the ground. You know, their legs were sticking up.
Okay, so they were moving, and I've seen this with other races as well, where they don't actually have to walk, they motor, they just float right above the surface.
Yeah, and I'm very fascinated by the number of beings we see vibrationally, and they don't have to embody, and neither do we if it's travel, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The fact that they can move you to childhood, to be in the experience, to trigger that part of the brain and the total experience, to reconnect it, then take you right aboard ship in an instant, in a flash, is beginning to show me how quickly, you know, we used to do the stargates and this and that. It was bulky, you know, it took time. And I think people's consciousness needed that. But they're not doing that anymore. It's very, very, very quick, and you're just there. And it's clear. You said that yesterday, Veronica. It's like when you're in all of this, everything becomes so clear, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I was worried at the first. I thought, well, I want this so much, maybe I'll block it. You know how you can do with your mind? But there was none of that. It was just straight, go in there, and all of this is happening, you know? I'm excited. I want to go back.
I know. And what's interesting is that on, I'm trying to think if I've had, I don't think I've had anybody up there more than twice. Hmm. On the second trip, however, there's even more connection, more understanding, more love. And, again, it's such, you know, it's a real download to you. A real download, and believe me, this is, you know, and I've kind of told people, watch your dreams now, because, you know, you're going to have all kinds of interesting dreams as you're trying to translate all this information and bring it into the conscious state. And while your brain is kind of going through its reworking, you know, new neural pathways being cut and opened and spontaneously open, so I think the exciting part of this is, now I had somebody that I was sure had a gaggle of hybrid children. This is someone I'm a friend with, and took her aboard. She didn't see any children, and I'm not altogether certain that she wasn't blocking it because she was trying to get the children that she does have out of the house. You know, this has been it's been a really long haul for her. So, where they got into all of the genetic work, she was really, this was a place that she knew. You know, she was certain that she was participating here in some way. And I think it gives me anyway, great hope for the planet, knowing that some of these scientists, human scientists, are working aboard ship during their dream state or, you know, as they move, you know, that moment when you go from one room to the next and you forgot why you went there, you can be aboard ship and be doing quite a bit of work and back and not even know it. And so it gives me great hope that the scientists, human scientists, are working up there, bringing some of this information through. The other piece I wanted to kind of touch on here, one of my clients, beautiful single woman, was at a show having to do with her work and connected with a man she hadn't seen in 3 years. And he is very cosmic, and he is telling, you know, he's aboard ship all the time, and he does this and does that, and a very, very cosmic man. And he said to her, I just want you to know that I plan on marrying you. For 3 years, I've been in preparation and, you know, getting the business set up, doing this and doing that. And he said, I know that we're meant to be together in this lifetime, so I'm just telling you now that this is going to happen. And it really went through me when she told me this. And she felt a love and connection with him that she had never felt before. And I that this is an indication of some of the new relationships that are coming in as well. I think they're going to be far more cosmic, and I think that people are going to realize that they, that because we're starting to blend these realities together, that in fact it would make perfect sense that they would connect with someone who is participating and consciously aware of it, or at least on the threshold of becoming consciously aware of it, which means that these new relationships that will be coming in are going to be quite extraordinary, highly enlightened, and very much focused, again, on being the bridge to help others prepare and understand and activate them as well. I mean, this is all great news, and it's certainly in alignment with what was in that article. And I definitely feel we got to a whole new level. You know, we're on our way someplace. It's really quite amazing. So I'm thinking in the near future that I'm going to have to do a conference and bring everybody together, because I think that our recognition of each other is going to be far stronger than it ever has been, because we're all becoming so energy sensitive. And certainly, Veronica, you are energy sensitive. I mean, you read energy. You work with energy. That's your that is your area, and I do too with frequency. I mean, to me, it's
frequency flyers.
Yeah, and we're now getting frequency flyer miles.
I know they don't give us out of body miles yet. I don't think. But actually, I wonder, even as you're chatting, I'm going, I wonder what we expect that this bridge is bringing us to. That, what is that going to look like? What do we think it's going to look like? What do we imagine it's going to look like?
From what I can see right now, from what I perceive, and I'll be cautious with this, acceleration of everyone's path to start incorporating in whatever their work is, whether they know what it is now or if they're just going to move into it, accelerating being able to imbue their work with this expanded knowledge, whether they do it in music, in tone, in writing, in painting, however they do it, it is all part of the triggering, the activation, physical healings, whatever. And I can tell you, I have got a room full right now. They're all standing behind me. So I don't normally have that. Usually they leave me alone when I'm working, but not right now. They're also saying that we still don't see the whole big picture yet, but that is a piece of it. Obviously, we are very much a ground crew here, and that it is really, really important. Oh, I know, something else I wanted to talk about.
I see there's an emerging high-frequency collective as well, collective consciousness.
Well, there is. And, you know, I think if you look at it from the perspective that we've been here learning, exploring emotions and limitations, and let's presume that we came in to do that in preparation for the ascension to help all those that are working together to have more data, more information, more knowledge, to help prepare them as well. You see, the way we run the illusion here is so different than anywhere else. Because we don't have access to our full brain, because we're not aware of all of our lifetimes at the same time, not only on this planet, but everywhere, and because we feel ourselves as separate from our source, whatever name you use. And plus the fact that we run all of these alternate realities. Every time you get to a turning point, there's another version of you that goes on with the choice you didn't make. So you have all of this going on at the same time. We are different than any other consciousness out there. And so taking a race like this with this form of consciousness and assisting them through to an awakening while you're assisting a planet into its higher evolution, it is the ultimate challenge. It kind of gives you an idea why so many races are involved. And so there had to be us here really experiencing these emotions and limitations to give feedback, if you will, okay, whether it's through a monitoring process or however it's being done. As I said, with the one person, her hybrid children had her whole life on screen, every experience she had. Somehow she was wired so that they were able to record it all. It reminded me of...
Emotions are just to know who she is, but also to learn emotion, right?
Emotions and limitations. How do humans deal with them? How can you help them to awaken from the dream, from the illusion, without shattering consciousness, without busting the game totally? Mm-hmm. Now, some of us, you know, and I'm very clear on this, that the people I work with have all worked very hard to get where they are, as you know this, Ronnie, yourself, and all your clients too. And to be ready to open up to this, there has to be some form of an agreement that says, yes, it's not going to interfere with the evolution of the species, it's going to help it. Mm-hmm. So from what I can tell, we're operating kind of outside, well, with these sessions, we're operating outside the rules anyway of non-interference. That's why every session is done with intentions and permission. It has to be, from what I perceive, everybody I work with is there by contract.
So you said outside the rules of non-interference, but this is an interference if people come for a session and want that, is it?
Well, here's what I'll say to you. I ponder that one. I had a very interesting experience. I got a copy of Dolores Cannon's latest DVD from the UFO Congress in February or March. And when I watched it, I was, first of all the information she's gotten is exactly what I've gotten verbatim, word for word. She's in exactly the same place I am, and she said the same words I had just said to you that same day, which are people really ready to know everything? You know, how far do I go? You know, is it too much? And she was having the same quandary. I called her daughter, Julia, who I know very well, and I told Julia, I said, you know, this is just, it's mind-boggling that we could be so in sync, which tells me the fact that she's getting exactly the same information I'm getting, is that we're all working directly with exactly who we're supposed to be working with, that the information is real, that it's not, and it is pretty awesome. You know, it's awesome. That's all I can say. It's awesome.
Go back to the bridge we're going over. It's a bridge to people being in their sovereignty over choices and solutions and worlds and realities. I mean, people are actually going to hold that consciousness, eh?
Absolutely. And so what does that do? Well, that helps to, it's a new map. It's a new neural pathway, big neural pathways. So as you make the map, it's easier for others to follow it. Now, I had something I wanted to talk about for a minute. And I do want to touch on this. The other thing that I really want to touch on here is the past life regression, and not past life, but abduction regressions. And this is something else. I did train with Dolores and to do the same thing that she does into the subliminalistic state. And I watched a video by someone, and I also had a copy of a journal that I just received, and I included some of that from Dr. Barbara Lamb. But the other therapist, and I included her stuff because it wasn't scary, but the other ones were coming forward with some of the most ridiculous stuff that was so silly and so filled with fear that it made me absolutely, I was incited. I wasn't just angry, I was incited. What I'm seeing, and you know, leave it to humans to choose up sides. They're going to either decide that ETs are fearful, or that, you know, our star family, they're really star family. Or they're going to choose that other alternative. And this is exactly what's happening on our planet on every level. We're choosing what world we're going to experience here. Is it one filled with fear?
Having fear right now, big time.
I'm sorry?
We're having fear is marketed to us in a huge way.
Well, what's upsetting to me is when they market it with all the new possibilities that are before us, with all of our freedom before us,
right.
And then layer it with all the fear. Now that upsets, and I don't normally go there because I know it doesn't solve anything, but sometimes I have to get angry before.
And I have to figure out what's next, yes.
Well, there are those out there, Bud Hopkins and some of the others that, you know, are, and I'm not putting them down, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not saying they're doing it intentionally, but what I'm convinced of is that a regression does not take you deep enough unless you're in the subliminalistic state to get to the truth of the experience. Now, for some reason, we're able to go there during the sessions, but it's, you know, and I am going to start doing the regressions. I don't know, you know, how I'm going to book those into my schedule yet, but I will start doing them. I do have some people that want to have them done. And having had that experience myself, there is absolutely, positively, okay, nothing to be afraid of. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And this is what Dolores has been saying for years and years. Every time she regrets someone who thinks that they had a frightening experience, when she gets them totally under, nothing was done to them to hurt them, but they perceived it that way and translated it into their conscious mind that way. Now, this is some function of using a limited portion of the brain and our capacity for fear on the planet. Again, it, purveying fear now is, you know, to me, it's tantamount to well, I would call it treason, but that's just me.
I actually call it slavery.
Yes, okay, that's a better word. Thank you, Veronica. It is slavery. The goal now is to take back our power and authority, just as Laura wrote so beautifully in her letter. And in claiming that, in understanding that we are all a piece of God, and that, in fact, we are inside of God. We are a cell in the body of God, if you will, although God doesn't have a body, but that, therefore, the whole thing of going through shame, going through the shadow, understanding projections and reflections and triggers and so on, is all part of this. It's undoing the fear. And when you undo the fear, and throughout our history on this planet, whenever we've encountered anything we didn't understand, we feared it. It is the nature of humans. So the goal is to spread understanding instead of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that each and every one of you listening tonight are part of this bridge in a very big way. Or you wouldn't be listening. So we're coming up on the hour. Veronica, please give your website, and I wanted to say to everyone how much I adore this woman. She's been a great adventurer and a great partner through this, and we're having a lot of fun, aren't we, Ronnie?
We sure are. You just had my hair blowing back today, Jackie. Oh, I wanted a new hairdo. We didn't think we were going to get it this way.
Give your website and your radio show, honey.
Okay, it's www.veronicaentwistle.com, and it's going to be under construction soon, but you can see me on that. My radio show is Radiance by Design. We choose our radiance. It's a call-in show. We talk to you about you and how to shift the energy, the dynamic energy that you're putting into the world. Thank you. That's your
Yes, on BBS Radio, same station. All right, and
4 o'clock Tuesday.
There you go. www.ethealing.com, and we will talk to all of you next week. And as I always say, a piece of you is in me, and a piece of me is in all of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. We are all connected. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Many blessings. Good night.